Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a Mouse Clubhouse Conversation.
Hi, this is Scott Wolf, and this interview is with Cicely Rigdon. Cicely began working for Disneyland in 1957 and eventually became the supervisor for guest relations, which included City Hall, the tour guides, and the VIP hostesses. Cicely really helped set the standard for Disneyland's world-renowned customer service. In this conversation from 2008, I was joined by 1989 Disneyland Ambassador Wendy Freeland Shellman, as Cicely reminisced about her remarkable career from getting her job at Disneyland right up until she became the supervisor for the Ambassador Program, a position she held until she retired in 1994. Here's Cicely Rigdon.
My husband didn't want me to go to work. We had the two children, you know. Never wanted me to learn to drive, and he didn't want me to go to work. Well, see, I had gone to school I had won a scholarship to go to a very posh girls' school, which my parents would never have been able to afford it, but I got the scholarship when I was 12. And I went to this wonderful girls' school. And not only did we take all these lessons, we also took deportment and how to act and how to, you know, all that stuff. It was a wonderful education. And I didn't want to waste, I said, you know, I'm just wasting what I know. And I said, I want to go to work. And he said, no, I don't want you to. So my next door neighbor said to me, well, you know, when your husband's at work, I'll teach you to drive. So she taught me how to drive. And I learned how to drive. And then when he's day off and he was sleeping, having rest, in the morning, I took the car and went over to Disneyland. Oh. Now, by then, both of the girls were in school. The little one was only in kindergarten, but my neighbor said she would watch her in the afternoons. You know, I'd got it all arranged. And the other one was in school all day. So they had just built Disneyland. It was fairly new, and I knew that's where I wanted to go. So I went over there, and they said, no, they didn't think so. I don't think they quite understood my lingo, you know.
Really?
You know, I didn't go in there and say, you know, do you have an application? You know, I went in there and said, I want to tell you about myself, and I'd like to, you know, and I think they thought, where did she come from? You know, whatever. But anyway, I went back four times, and on the fifth time, I met Chuck Whalen. Do you know who Chuck Whalen was? Awfully nice guy. And he was the one that I saw, and he said, can you add and subtract? I said, absolutely. And he said, well, how about ticket selling? I said, okay. So I started selling tickets. Now, it was only temporary. So at the end of the summer, while I was there, when I was selling tickets, one day Dick Nunes came out and he said, would you mind very much if we put a thing in your booth so we could listen to you? Because we are amazed how fast you can sell how much money you take in, for one thing. And you always balance, you're not off every day. I said, no, I don't care. So they put this thing in my booth so they could hear what I was saying and, you know, how I was doing. So Dick said, well, we can't keep you in the winter because, you know, we won't be as busy, we won't need as many ticket sellers. And it was unionized, you know, union, you had to go. But he said, we are going to have a tour guide program that's just started, and that'll be going on in the wintertime. Would you be interested? I said, yeah, of course. So I joined the tour guides.
Wow.
There was only 8 of us to begin with.
Did you ever visit Disneyland before you applied for a job there?
No.
No, really?
I'd never been there.
You just knew of it? And
I just heard about it, you know, and I was very intrigued because you know, I came from a family of 5 children, so my mother and father were very much into reading stories to us. And I knew all these stories because my siblings that were smaller than I, they would hear Cinderella, and which I'd heard a dozen times. But see, I knew all these stories, and I knew all this fairyland stuff, and I thought, this is absolutely wonderful. I'd love to be there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how I got started with the tour guides. When we first got the tour guides, you had to go all the way down Main Street. Do you remember there was a shop there that sold some kind of insurance on the corner, American some kind of insurance. Hmm. That's where the people came to get, they brought the ticket at the gate. They walked all the way down Main Street, turned right, and we had a desk there. And we had a lead girl sitting at the desk, and she was taking the tickets, and then she was telling you where to go, you know, your turn. And that's how I started. And I loved taking those, I loved taking tours. And then we got so busy because we realized that about 10 o'clock there was a whole load of people come. And so I called a lady in the group sales office. I found out who worked in the group sales. And I called this lady and I said, could you tell the Grey Line people to sell our tour guide tickets? I said, they bring in a lot of people in here and they would like to have the tour. Some of them would come up and they didn't know to buy the ticket at the gate or whatever. And so Grey Line started bringing in, you know, a lot of people. And so we needed two lead girls then. We only had one. So the lady that was at the there said, well, how would you like to be another, you know, my partner? And I said, yeah, of course. So I became a lead girl then. And then we were selling so many tickets and we had so many people. And they were not going to run it in the summer. They said, no summertime. The park is too busy. But then they began to think to realize there's so many people coming for guided tours. Maybe they'd try the summer. So the next thing I knew, they were building the tour guide garden down on the end of Main Street. And then we all moved down there. And then Walt came down there one day. And then we started to think of, and Bob, did you know Bob Matheson? Did you know him?
I didn't know him, but I sure
did. He was the manager. Yeah. He was the manager. And I got along very well with Bob. And he told me, now, every time we hire somebody, you need to talk to them. You need to get them in here and look at them and see how they react and how, if they can talk to you without turning your face away or, you know, and if they look good and if they're not overweight or they're not, you know. And he said, that's what I do. He said, I always, you know, take time to look at everybody that comes to be a tour guide. So Walt came down and he used to say, okay, Mother Hen, how's all the little chicks this morning, you know. Anyway, I had quite a few conversations with him, and so did the other lady. And then they moved her to another section of the park doing something else. I can't remember. I don't know what she was doing, but they moved her. So I was the only lead person left. So Bob Matheson said he was going to Florida to, be some kind of a big shot in Florida. And so they was going to make me the manager to manage the whole program. And so they told me, you don't need to wear a costume, you don't have to. You can wear your own clothes. And so that's when I got started doing that.
Cicely, you were saying with tickets, I always picture admission tickets, but were you selling tickets for tours?
Oh, yes.
Because you said...
Yeah, they had... it was a long green ticket like this. And if you bought the tour, you got 5 rides. 4 with the tour guide and 1 of your own choice.
Oh, wow.
So the ticket, you could tear it off at the top. That was your entrance to the park.
Okay.
And then they turned in the rest of it at the desk where the lead girl sat. And she gave them back a little tag. Mm-hmm. And the tags were yellow or blue or green or red. And each tour guide had, everybody on her tour had the same color. So she would know.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
So then we decided the Grey Line tours, they brought 2 kinds of people in. They brought a short tour and an all-day tour. Mm-hmm. So the short tour, we gave them red tags, those people, so that the tour guide that was taking those people, or any of the tour guides that took them, could go ahead of, if they all arrived at, say, the Jungle Cruise at the same time, mm-hmm. She could go in first because they had to be back at the bus by 12 o'clock, see.
Okay. Huh.
And we'd turn it around so they took the train ride last so they could get off the train and then go right to the bus.
Right.
which was a nice, you know,
yeah,
that was nice.
Very smart, yeah.
So anyway, when we absolutely, you know, we loved the garden, and it just started growing and growing until eventually I had to think about maybe 50 tour guides. And then, as well as that, I had four VIP hostesses, and we would have, they sold the hostess tour for large companies that wanted to have special guests coming on a special tour. They would call my office, and I would take all the information and then book them lunch at the club if that's what they wanted. And then I'd go down. We had a lead girl sitting downstairs with the rest of the four girls who were hostesses, and she would assign one of those girls to take that door on that particular day. And I didn't have to worry about it. I knew she would take care of that, yeah. You know.
And this is when you were in charge of the program.
Right. Because I had not just the tour guides, but guest relations, which meant the city hall, okay. and the VIP hostesses and the tour guides. City hall was city hall. You know, VIP tours was VIP tours, okay. Tour guides was tour guide, but it was all put together in one place, guest relations, that I had charge of.
Right, right.
So the girl in city hall, and then also we had a girl at the front of the park, in one of the ticket booths on the very left, that little booth there, because we had an awful lot of people from the studio that would call for complimentary tickets, and they would call my office.
Oh, okay.
And I had a secretary, and she would write that up, and then we would send out the tickets to that girl out front. And when those people came, she gave them the tickets, see?
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. So it grew. It wasn't like that when I first started. I just had the tour guides, and then I got, you know, all the rest of this. So, but you know, I just loved it. I mean, I loved everything about it. I loved the job, and I loved the girls, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Do you remember any of your conversations or what you would talk about with Walt?
Oh, actually, I went to the World's Fair. You know, I was invited to go to the World's Fair on his plane, on the little plane.
Oh, wow.
They had a Gulfstream.
What did you do there?
Nothing. He just wanted me to see it.
Really?
Just a pleasure trip.
No kidding.
Yes.
What were your impressions of it?
My husband and I, both of us.
What were your impressions of the World's Fair?
Well, of course, I was unbelievably impressed because I'd never been to a World's Fair before, and of course what Disneyland did there was, you know, I thought was pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, we stayed in one of the nicer hotels, and
really?
I can't remember now whether we were there 4 or 5 days, I think.
Wow.
3 or 4 days anyway, at the least. And there was some people from the studio as well that had worked on the rides, you know. And he said, came over to me and he said, "Cicely, have you been to the 21st Club? What do you call that club in New York that's so famous?" And I said, no, I never have. Hadn't been to New York. I didn't tell him that, but I just said, no, never. Well, I'll take you to lunch. So I went to lunch there with him. He talked a lot about how proud he was of the park and how important he was to have people that were very honest, very anxious to please, and his big deal was when they spend a dollar, I want them to have a dollar's worth out of it. I don't want them to spend a dollar and wish they didn't get and think they didn't get that worth that. And he said, you know, if you're going to spend, I think the tour guided tour was $4 then, huh? Was it four or five? It was about five, yes.
Yeah.
If they're going to spend that much on a guided tour, Cicely, make sure that they get that, you know.
Hmm.
And he thought the tour guides were fabulous. He said, you know, these tour guides are wonderful. He said, they're all nice looking. They're all clean looking. They all have nice polished shoes. And they all have, you know, their hair is always under the hat. And they always look nice. It said, you could tell just by looking at them that they're great, you know. And he said, I sometimes stop and listen to them, he told me. And then, you know, he had a apartment upstairs, you know, that was upstairs.
Right.
And
above the firehouse.
So
right.
So the girl that was in charge of the the VIP tours, you know, the important tours. I told her she would make sure that that was opened and ready. I'd call her and make sure. Well, she left. She left the part for another job, so I just took care of it myself because I didn't know of anybody else that was, you know, that familiar with it. But they would call me and say, well, you know, Mrs. Disney's coming or Walt's coming. Could you open up the... And I had to go upstairs and make sure that the curtains were clean and that there's no dust up there. And, you know, it was cute. It was a nice little place. It was only one room.
Wow. Did they call you the keeper of the keys?
Yes.
They did.
Because nobody had a key up to that except me.
Oh, really?
And security, they had one. Yeah, I would go up there, and Mrs. Disney would, she'd call and she'd say, can you put me some popcorn or some orange juice or whatever? And I'd make sure it was up there for her, you know. And then this job came open, and my husband was, they told me he was going to die, you know.
Which job was that you took at that
I
point?
I took the ambassador program.
Oh, so that was the ambassador
Yes.
program.
Yes. So I decided that I should move on because I knew I could have that other job, and that was going to be traveling, you know, a lot. And I thought, you know, that's going to be helpful to me not to have to go home to an empty house because both of my children then were married and gone.
We hope you've enjoyed this Mouse Clubhouse conversation. Thank you for joining us.